Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Friday afternoon, and what a beautiful Friday afternoon it is. Front came through here. Rain is gone. Beautiful, beautiful blue sky. And the temperature is very, very pleasant. It's going to be a great day today and a great day tomorrow, and maybe a chance of some showers on Sunday. But let's just enjoy these 2 days. Let's just enjoy this day right now. It's Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. I'm Scoot. This is Free for All Friday. This is when we review some of the topics that got a lot of attention during the week. Plus, we've got some new things to talk about. But right now, you reach over and crank it up, because this is what you have been working for. All right, there is a lot to talk about this afternoon, but as you know, on Friday, I mean, especially a beautiful Friday like this, we're just going to have a very relaxed attitude. We don't care where the show goes. We're not really sure where not that we really have that much control on any given day, but especially on Fridays, we really have no idea where the show's going to go. It is Free for All Friday, which means we can talk about just about anything. After we cover some of the impeachment trial, which is a very historic moment in the history of our country, we're going to just try to get into some other stuff. We do have to continue to talk about the Hard Rock Hotel collapse, the march that is scheduled for this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about that. And now there's a battle between the city council and the mayor's office. The New Orleans City Council now says that they want to hold hearings, but the Cantrell administration says it's none of your business. So if the administration is handling everything the way it should, which is what it says, then who cares if there's an investigation? Yes, we do have to talk about that. But coming up in a few minutes, we will just run over. Look, this is a responsible radio talk show. The impeachment trial of President Trump is going on, so we do have to cover that. And we'll get to that in just a few minutes. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron getting a huge pay raise. And hey, why not? He was paid about, $4 million a year, two-year extension, $4 million a year. Now, look, that's a lot of money. You can live really comfortably on $4 million a year in a place like Baton Rouge. Now, $4 million a year goes a lot further in Baton Rouge than it would in L.A. or Portland or Seattle or San Francisco or New York City. So that's a hell of a salary. But his new deal calls for Coach O to be paid $6.4 million a year over the next 6 years. And this was approved by the LSU Board of Supervisors. Alabama's head coach Nick Saban is making $8.7 million a year. He leads the SEC, but they believe now that Coach O will be in at least the top 15 highest paid coaches in the country. So, you know, hey, congratulations to him. He did the job. He's getting rewarded. I love when that happens in life. You know, sometimes you work hard and you don't get rewarded. Sometimes you work hard, you do your job, you get results, and then you get rewarded. And that's the way it should be. So I'm really happy for him. Also, it's the end of an era. Giants quarterback Eli Manning is going to retire. He certainly accomplished a lot in the NFL. But, you know, that's one of those occupations where you can't do it all your life. You know, there's certain occupations where, you know, there comes a point where you really can't do it anymore, or you can't do it effectively anymore, and it's time to go. Now, that age limit on different jobs, different things, it varies from person to person. Tom Brady, Drew Brees still look like that. They can keep going. But it doesn't mean that everybody who gets to their age would be able to be in that same position of being able to keep it going. But I hope you're in a position to where you can do what you're doing for a long time. And I look at the calendar. You know, it's 2020. I figured this out recently. It was 50 years ago this year, 50 years ago, that I first got into radio. And I feel so blessed to still be doing it at this point in my life. And obviously, for some in talk radio, there's really no limit on how long you can do it. So, I mean, I hope you're in a position to where you can continue to do what you love to do for a long period of time. Also, who in the world would suggest that 34 U.S. soldiers suffering from traumatic head injuries from the Iranian missile attack on American bases in Iraq, who in the world would suggest that those are just headaches? I can't imagine that. It just seems like something that should not be said. And it seems like it's an insult to the military. They're just headaches. Also, I'm already getting text about the Saints and their relationship with the Archbishop and the Archdiocese of New Orleans, the Catholic Church in New Orleans. The Saints have issued a statement. There is so much about this that I don't know that I don't feel qualified to get into it. There will be a time to talk about that. But I don't see this as a time to talk about it because it would be so easy to take a headline and run with it in the wrong direction. It would be so easy to assume something. And it looks as if there's an investigation. So we will learn the truth. The truth is always important. And then we'll deal with it at that point. Also, we tried to talk about this the last couple of days and never got to it. I hope we get to this this afternoon. Taylor Swift is releasing a new song with a strong political message. And it's a message that many conservatives might not like. So if you're a conservative, would you stop your teens or preteens from listening to Taylor Swift's new song? Did your parents ban any music from you when you were growing up? And do you talk to your teens and preteens about being a conservative or being a liberal? Or do you present them with certain information and ultimately let them make up their minds themselves? You know, my parents didn't like a lot of the music that I listened to, but I don't remember them banning any music. And it could be that my parents were just not that actively involved. I mean, they loved me. They were actively involved in my life, but I don't think they were concerned about the music that I was listening to. Some of my friends in my neighborhood in Metairie were experimenting with pot and LSD. And I know my parents weren't happy about that. I guess they were concerned about some of the music that I listened to. And my dad thought the whole British invasion stuff was just a passing fad. They're not really singing. They only play three chords. I mean, that's not really singing, son. My dad was pretty rough on the British invasion stuff, the Beatles and all of it. But did your parents ban you from listening to music? And again, I'll tell you a little bit more about this song. It's not out yet. It's going to be released January 31st. So it's not out yet. And I tried to find an advance copy. I couldn't find it. So we'll tell you a little bit about that. We'll get into that a little bit later this afternoon. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. All right. So when we come back, we'll start Free for All Friday. I do want to take a moment to go over some of the highlights and some of the conversation about the impeachment trial of President Trump. But that's not going to dominate this beautiful Friday because it's such a circus. One side says one thing, the other side says something else, and but it seems like the leaders on both sides don't really care what's true. They care about what advances their political side. It's political tribalism at its best, and it's going on right in front of our eyes, and it's dominating the television. I'm Scoot. It's Friday. We're coming back on WWL. The impeachment trial of President Trump continues. I know for many of you it is dominating daytime television. It is holding the cable news channels. As I've said from the beginning of this, there is enough information on both sides for both sides to feel like they are absolutely justified in thinking that the president should be removed from office or thinking the president should remain in office, because even if what he did was a mistake, it was not an impeachable mistake. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was talking earlier today, said that House Democrats' presentation really has been very, very thorough on the president's Wrong Senator Mazie Hirono was talking about the GOP senators looking like they're not really paying attention. And so some of them do seem to be distracted. I think there was a time when a number of the Republican senators had left the chamber. And I don't know why there wasn't a follow-up on this, because I thought that that was against the law for them to leave the chamber. And again, there's been criticism of really not paying attention. And of course, this fits with what we talk about quite often, confirmation bias. You know, it's like people don't want to listen to something that contradicts what they believe. They pay attention to the things that confirm what they believe. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had this to say about the length of this whole thing. And this was actually part of him saying that he would rather this be over sooner rather than later. Democratic Congressman Jay Nadler had this to say about the president violating his oath. And one of the president's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, was talking about the impeachment managers and how they've opened up some interesting doors. Yeah, and it seems like Biden may be called to testify. Look, I'm okay with what if what the Bidens did was wrong. There should be an investigation. But I don't know if there's a direct connection between what Joe Biden's son did and what the president is accused of doing, or what the president was impeached for doing. I don't know if there's a connection between the two. But it's a great defense tactic to bring all of this up to muddy the waters and try to confuse people and say, you say he did this, but what about what these people did? Well, again, it might not even really be totally connected. So anyway, we have to see how this plays out. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, referenced 1993 movie. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, and again, I wanted to get that out of the way at the beginning of the show. It's Friday. This is a responsible talk show, although we do try to have as much fun as we can. It is Friday. It's Free for All Friday. This is where politics and pop culture meet your opinions, and we do talk about politics. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Here is a text that says, they did investigate Biden, nothing wrong. Yeah, that's what was my understanding of it. That what he'd done might have been unethical, but it wasn't illegal. So, again, you have to ask yourself, why is there this desperate attempt to link the Bidens to all of this? So, again, we don't know the answers to these questions. We don't have the answers. What I really want to focus on also this afternoon, and I know this is a very serious thing, but it is something that has just really dominated the conversation on the shows the last couple of days. And that is the way the city of New Orleans is handling the Hard Rock Hotel collapse. And we know that when the wind shifted a red tarp, it revealed the partial body of one of the victims that could be visible from the street from the collapse mess. Now, Helena Moreno, city council, she wants to investigate how the city's handling this. We did reach out to her and did not get a call back. I would have loved to have talked to her today, but I guess she was busy. In any event, I totally support the city council looking into this. But Mayor Cantrell says no. Mayor Cantrell says it's none of their business. Moreno says that they're the legislative branch. It is their business. And, you know, the council members have really not had too much to say about this up to this point. But look, here's the beauty of talk radio. Here's the beauty of the media. And I'm not going to take total credit for this. But your voice, not just my voice, but your voice this week from so many of you was so loud. Those of you who called, and those of you who called represent many people in the audience. Those of you who texted. Those of you who expressed such outrage at how the city has handled this. I think you are the ones that brought about this action by the city council. And it is through the media, it is through talk radio in this case, that we, the public, have an opportunity to call out politicians and to put them in a position where they have to do something. I will tell you this. We talked about this the other day. When the red tarp moved, the city said it's too dangerous to put up another tarp. And so that afternoon, I'm saying, okay, so the legs are going to be in view. When everybody comes here for Mardi Gras, the legs are just going to be in full view. I mean, how can this be? This is embarrassing. It's shameful. Do you know, during my show, the city went back on what it said and put up a new tarp? It's good that the public can express opinions. And I credit you for calling into the show. I credit you for voicing your opinions. And it has been something that has led to action. But, you know, do you think the New Orleans City Council should hold hearings on the Cantrell administration's handling of the Hard Rock Hotel collapse? That's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, will the parade still run down Canal Street? Yeah, I think there have been a few adjustments, but as far as I know, they're still running on Canal Street. In particular, Endymion and Zulu, I think, have had to make some adjustments. But as far as I know, they're still going to be on Canal Street. I've got to get to a special CBS News update during the trial of President Trump. We continue to bring you these updates throughout the show with a special CBS News update at 31 after the hour. So that's coming up. But when we come back after that and the break, I'm going to get right to your calls. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. A beautiful Friday afternoon, and we're coming back on WWL. Hey, it's a good question to ask in the city of New Orleans. We just want to know what's going on, because what's been going on up to this point really doesn't seem to be very acceptable. Here is an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think the city council in New Orleans should hold hearings on the Cantrell administration's handling of the Hard Rock Hotel collapse? 84% say yes. 16% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. I'm with the 84% here. I mean, I don't always agree with the majority of the poll, but I agree with it in this case. And by the way, the poll is not a true reflection of you, the audience. It's the results of those who choose to go to our website, WWL.com, and participate in the poll. So many times, the fact that I'm in the minority when it comes to the poll, you may be in the minority as well, but we may actually be a majority of the audience. I just want to be clear about that. Here is a text that it says, hi, Scoot. I think you should spend time discussing the New Orleans Saints trying to protect the Catholic priests who have abused children. Despicable. Well, I agree that priests are abusing kids is despicable. I don't know enough about this story right now. And it's so easy when it comes to a hot topic like this, it's so easy to be so sure about blame. And when it comes to this situation, I want to know a little more about it. I mean, it's that simple. I'm not trying to hide anything. I just don't, you know, at this point, there's a lot of back and forth. What exactly happened? I don't know. The Saints have issued a statement. We've got information on our website at WWL.com. And if it turns out that the Saints are guilty of hiding something, if they're guilty of trying to help the Catholic Church, I think you pretty much know how I'm going to react to that. But let's wait and see how this plays out. Here's a text that says, you are so right, Scoot. Until the public outcry, the city council had nothing publicly to say. And now they're all scrambling to say something because the public has had enough. And this is part of the voice of talk radio. If you want to join us, 260-1870, text 870-870 from the Marini. Stephen, welcome to our show. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. I hope that all those people that are texting you and calling you about the city council and the Hard Rock are also talking to their council person about this, leaving messages, emails, telephone calls, because that makes the difference. Also, with the Hard Rock, I don't know why they're not preparing. I don't know why those steel beams are still on the eighth floor of the building. Those weigh tons, and when that building comes down, those tons are also going to be impacted by falling seven or eight floors. So, I mean, those three towers on top of the building should be dismantled and taken down to remove some of the weight of the building.
Well, I'm not an engineer, so I mean, that sounds like it makes a lot of sense, Stephen, but not being an engineer, I mean, I don't know, there may be an answer to that, so I want to be careful with what I say. By the way, the New Orleans Fire Department and Tim McConnell did a great job dealing with a fire on St. Charles and Phillip, and many of you were caught up in that traffic because there was blockage everywhere in the Garden District uptown with this fire. And two people, three dogs, and I believe one cat have been rescued. And the fire department had in the back of one of their vehicles the three animals. The two people were taken to the hospital. Not the four animals, the three dogs and the cat. And they were trying to deal with them and calm them down. So, you know, again, hats off to the New Orleans Fire Department and Tim McConnell for taking care of that situation. From Harvey, James, welcome to WWL. Happy Friday.
Hi, it's cool. Glad to be able to get to put my couple of comments in.
Sure.
One is, I want to talk about our president always telling the truth. There was one statistic that he keeps giving about black unemployment being the lowest it's ever been in this country. He's telling the truth. But there was a time when we were not keeping statistics that we almost had 100% black employment. And that was prior to 1860. I don't know if he sees the world the way we see it.
Well, James, you know, you bring up a historical fact that, you know, I'm not going to challenge because I don't know. But, I mean, wasn't that employment, though? Wasn't that slavery?
That's what I'm hinting at. So, I think if you weren't a slave back in 1860, there was not welfare. So if you didn't work, you didn't eat.
Well, that's true, but there was certainly little choice of what the work would be. I mean,
exactly. You were pretty much forced to do something. And my point is, based on that beginning of a history, that doesn't mean where you have to end up at. But with systematic and institutional racism and everything else that's gone on in this country for over 200 years, and still have 16% unemployment for black males in New Orleans Parish,
but James, it's very complicated, as you know. And it's not just skin color. It's not just discrimination. It's the idea that for too long there has not been as much emphasis on getting an education and preparing yourself and being in a position to get a job. Certainly, so many have. But the idea that you can drop out of school at 15 or you stop going to school at 14 and parents don't do anything about it. I mean, this is a vicious cycle that creates an underclass.
I agree with you, but the point I'm trying to make is our illustrious, truthful president keeps throwing that statistic out at least once a month, as if he made some achievement. Even lowering the unemployment rate, he really only lowered it 1% from when he got in office. That's nothing to brag on.
Well, I think it is still something. Look, it is something to still brag on, James. I mean, I'm happy that the unemployment rate goes down. I mean, right now it's at historic lows. So I don't know, I don't have the figures in front of me to challenge you, but the unemployment rate, you know, is historically low in modern times. And if you want to argue that, well, it was lower before because people were slaves, I mean, that's a ridiculous argument.
Dude, I'm not arguing. I'm saying that's true. But if you take it out and you do take it out in segments, there is a segment that still has about a 16 to 17% unemployment rate. If you don't believe me, just walk up and down Claiborne Avenue.
Okay, what could that group of people unemployed, what could they be doing?
They could have jobs. And
are they trying to get jobs?
Ask me, I'm trying to answer you. The guy that I'm talking about that's bragging on his achievements, our very truthful president.
Well, I know, but James, but what I'm trying to explain to you is that, you know, these thugs who break into cars, you think they want a job? You think that people who commit crimes, you think they want a job? They don't want a job.
I agree with you. They probably don't. You will always have a segment that is not going to comply with the laws, regulations, and the rules of our society. But if you had 16% unemployment amongst white males in Chalmette, I wonder what they would be doing.
James, I understand your point. We disagree on what the exact problem is, but I understand your point. From Lakeview, David, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to ask you to clarify a statement that you just made, and I'm going to do the best I can to quote what you said.
Okay. I'll do the best I can to remember.
Okay. Okay, well, I think I've got it.
Okay.
You said that in this regard to the saints and the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And what you said was that if the saints were found to have helped the Catholic Church, that we would pretty much know how you felt about that. Would you please clarify that statement?
Well, I think it would be obvious that I would be very critical of the saints.
Of exactly what? Of the saints?
I would be ill if
helping the Catholic Church.
If
helping the Catholic Church.
If the saint, are you going to let me finish?
And this is the clarification that we all need.
If
what?
If the saints were involved in the unethical covering up or aiding the Catholic Church in covering up crimes, I would be against that. Obviously.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
And I'm gonna suggest to you, Scoot, that you have the voice that needs to make that clarification, because it's not what you said. You said if the saints were found to have helped the Catholic Church.
That's what I just clarified, David. I mean,
if you want to get down to the semantics
of it, that's okay if you want to do that. But
this is more than semantics, because what you said was an attack on Gail Benson because of her Catholic faith. Now, you have clarified that, and I appreciate you clarifying that, but I listened to you enough to know, Scoot, that you would not, and I know this, you would not stand by and let someone be attacked because of their faith, but that's the statement that you made.
David, I'm sorry you took it that way. You took it that way.
Well,
sorry.
What you said.
David, I'm not, look, enough. You've said what you had to say, right? You've made your point?
And I appreciate your clarification.
Okay.
But as a lifelong Catholic, we deserve clarification.
Well, as you know, if you listen to this show, you know I'm Catholic. And you know I have some issues with the Catholic Church.
Well, there are issues with the Catholic Church. Of course there are issues. And the scandal is certainly not anything that any of us would want to have happened, and certainly not something that we would want the saints involved in covering up. But if you read and you follow, there's zero evidence that that is anything that Gail Benson was involved in.
And David, that's why I'm not talking about it. That's why I said if. You know, you can make up all kinds of stuff that you want to make it seem like I'm bashing Gail Benson, and I'm not.
All I'm doing is quoting what you said. You said, if the saints were found to have helped the Catholic Church, then we would know how you felt.
That's right. That's exactly right. You should have known. If you listened to this show, you should have known how I would feel about that.
What you said, again.
David, enough. David, come on. David, let it go, okay? I mean, really, seriously, let it go.
As I said, Scoot, I appreciate your clarification.
Okay.
Your clarification is quite important, and I appreciate.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I mean, really, just... People have too much time on their hands. I stand by what I said. If the saints used the vehicle of the saints... Well, I'm not going to go that far. I'll say what I said. If the saints were involved in helping the Catholic Church cover up something, you know how I feel, or you should know how I feel. And you should know that I would be against that. And I'm very honest and open about my Catholic faith. I love the church, but I'm honest about the church. It doesn't mean that we have to agree. It's okay. But I simply said at the beginning of this conversation, and it was almost as if this was something that maybe this last caller really should have really paid attention to, is the overtone of, you know, I don't know enough about this to talk about it. If I ran with the headlines, if I wanted to bash Gail Benson and the Saints, I would have done that from the beginning of this show based on the story that's out there. But no, I decided I'm not going to do that because I don't know the full story. And so I am quite satisfied with how this is being presented on the show. From New Orleans, Anthony, you're on WWL.
How you doing, Scoop?
Good.
Look, I've been listening to you bash the mayor for about the last 2-3 days with this Hard Rock Hotel, right? And I'm more than sure she have her issues that she gonna have to deal with. But I would like to explain to you some of the, also some of the other people that will be responsible for that, not only the mayor, right?
Well, we know that. I've talked about that, Anthony.
When the mayor gets in office, right, you have people that have worked in her departments. You have attorneys that the mayor that have been working for the city for years, attorneys that are making hundreds, 200 thousands of dollars, right, on their income, that have been working for the city for years, that yeah. counsels this mayor, that counsels this mayor on everything that she has to do, right? So she basically almost have no power. The power falls in the hands of the people that have been working for 20, 30 years within the city.
Good.
Right?
Good.
So then, therefore, you would blame some of those people.
I'm glad you believe that, Anthony.
And see, what they would do is, every time you have a mayor or a parish president, they change out all of those people that have been working in these departments. Yeah. See, I mean, every time you get somebody in new, right? But they stop changing those people out. So now the mayor have to be accountable to those people because she don't know the job.
All right.
She don't know what to do, so she have to go to all these different people to get this building towed down.
Anthony, I'm glad you had a chance to call in and stand up for the mayor and make an excuse.
Well, really, I'm not standing up for the mayor because she have her own issues.
I'm glad you had a chance. I'm glad you had a chance to make an excuse for the city.
All I'm asking you to do is put it on some of them people that work within the city that have 20, 30 years within the city. Give them their fair share of the blame, too.
Anthony.
Because I blame the mayor, too. I blame the mayor, too, but I blame some of them people that work within the city, too.
Yeah.
That fire chief, all of those people, all of these people are just lying to the public.
I have talked about a lot of those different people, Anthony, and if you really listened to the show, you would have heard me talk about the other people. But the mayor is in charge of the city. The mayor is in charge and the city is in charge of the Hard Rock collapse. The buck stops with the mayor. If the mayor is surrounded by people she disagrees with, then the decision to keep those people is her decision. I'm not bashing the mayor. I'm just talking about the truth. Here's a text that says, is there a full moon tonight? I don't know. Another text says, God bless you. You have patience with these callers. Another text says, the buck stops with the mayor. Another text says, Scoot, you must have gotten some. You're on top of your game today. Somewhat. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So if you're just tuning in, we've got the story on our website, but Coach O, LSU Tigers head coach, is getting a big pay raise. He was making $4 million a year. Now his new deal is $6.4 million a year for 6 years, just approved by the LSU Board of Supervisors. Nick Saban still the highest paid in the SEC with $8.7 million in a salary per year. But congratulations to Coach O. Nice big raise. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest code word. And the code word this hour is blame. Text BLAME to 72881. Used in a sentence, some people want to blame the mayor. Text BLAME, BLAME, to 72881. That makes you qualified to win $1,000 in cash. Next code word comes up right before the top of the hour news at 3 o'clock, and we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. So Bobby Hebert and I are going to be at the same Mardi Gras ball tomorrow night. I wonder if we'll be able to tell stories on Monday. Anyway, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to continue with this conversation. When we come back, I'm Scoot. It's Friday on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.